Well, welcome back to the daytime break here on Impact 103 with me, Zinhle Qulu. It is the Wellness Hour, and we do it every Tuesday in the first hour of the show. We've been having some great conversations over the past couple of weeks with my guest, Refilwe Matshiwa. We've been talking homemaking, we've been talking building the home economy, really just to empower all those moms and, wives who stay at home that feel as though there's no contribution they can really make, nothing valuable to give to their families. Maybe you've been staying home for a while and you're frustrated in that space. She's here to say there's so much more that God has deposited in you that you can give back to Him by taking good care of your family, building your home, and even building a home economy, which is what we spoke about last week. If you missed that conversation, find it on www.impactradio.co.za and under our podcast tab. Refilwe, you're back with me today. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me back, Zinhle.
Listen, so when COVID happened, I think a lot of parents were like, yo, what are the options? Suddenly people started thinking about homeschooling, which is the conversation today, right? You homeschool your, how many children you said?
Four kids.
You've got four kids. So Refilwe, by the way, let me introduce you today, is a mother of four kids. She's a wife. She's a child of God. She loves the Lord. She's passionate about homemaking and empowering other women to do the same, right? Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
So I could be your MC at an event and introduce you to the podium, because now we spent 2 weeks together. I feel like I know you so much better. So we talk about homeschooling. First of all, how did it come about for you?
It was during COVID when the kids were no longer going to school, and we were really, wondering what is going to happen after the COVID thing had passed. But during that time, that's when the Lord convicted my husband and I not to send the kids back to school, but instead to homeschool them. I knew about homeschooling, and I really loved homeschooling because I saw it on YouTube, and I would see American homemakers homeschooling their kids, so I really wanted to homeschool. But somehow, I didn't know how to break it down to my husband. So I had bought curriculum for my youngest, and I had put it somewhere, but I didn't start because I thought maybe it didn't exist in South Africa, maybe it wasn't a thing because I didn't take the time to research. So when the Lord started convicting us around homeschooling, that's when I started telling my husband about it, and then we had a conversation, and then we started doing our research, and we found out there was a route that we could take with our family. So that's how we started. And then before I went and got curriculum and everything, I had to understand, Lord, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
What is this homeschooling that you want us to pursue? So he took me to the book of Daniel, and then he said to me, I want you to raise me a Daniel generation. And I asked him, what is a Daniel generation? He said, a Daniel generation is a generation that will grow up in a pagan world where God is not known, but through their strong conviction and their deep devotion to God, they are able to turn that nation upside down with their faith and point people back to me. So that's exactly what we're doing through our homeschooling, because we are not looking at as our children as only, that them having a mind where we just have to give them academic intellect. But we're looking at them as whole beings, that they are spiritual beings first and foremost. They live in a body and they possess a soul, which is a mind. So we not only, the homeschooling doesn't cater to their academic needs only, but we look at how we can develop their character as well.
Sure, that's absolutely incredible. Now, for parents who've been considering homeschooling and they're thinking, for example, Exhibit A, me, we fight over homework, just long division. I'm just like, I can't.
I can imagine.
So for those parents who probably desire it and think it could work, but they feel, I'm not capable, I'm not the one, what do you say to them?
Just give it a shot. Just try. Because for one, I thought the same. I thought, how can I homeschool? And how can I homeschool four children?
Yeah.
All at the same time, different grades. But, the grace of God is sufficient. So just to give you practical things that you can do is start small.
Okay.
Don't try to do everything all at the same time. And how can you start small? Start with your core subjects. That is your mathematics, your languages, and then do Bible. So start there, and then you do a lot of reading. Because what happens with reading is that you will help your children to develop their imagination and also grow their vocabulary. And then when it comes to your science and your history, how you can start introducing that, you can introduce that through documentaries. Then as you are gaining momentum as a teacher, because you also need to learn how to teach your children, and you also need to study what type of learners they are. Are they auditory learners? Are they visual learners? Mm. Are they kinesthetic learners, right? So you need to observe how they learn best and then bring the material to their level.
Sure. And, you know, how then do you decide which curriculum to choose from, where, what will work? What was that process like for you?
For us, I started researching the South African curriculum, and there's IMPACT that offers, that is very popular in South Africa, that offers you the same curriculum that they offer the schools, which is the CAPS curriculum. But also do your research, because there's a lot of curriculums. And first and foremost, you need to ask yourself, what are the values that you want to instill within your children? So I chose a Christian-based curriculum, mm-hmm. where everything is taught from a lens of scripture. And we do science that is rooted in the Word of God,
yeah.
where we don't take God out of everything, but we include Him in every subject. So I'm using The Good and the Beautiful, which is an American curriculum, because the law of South Africa states that you are able to use any other curriculum of your choice as long as it meets or exceeds the expectation.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want us to make it now a practical thing of day to day. Like, because I remember a friend of mine used to tell me they were homeschooled, and I had a brief conversation with the mom to say, I mean, because now you're my mother and now you're my teacher as well. Where do we draw the boundaries? Do you have to dress differently when we walk in, put on your heels? And then I know this is a sign to say, now we're in school, we are learning. How do you manage that dynamic?
Yes, it's a tricky one in the beginning, but you have to establish that routine is very important so that the running of the homeschool can be smooth. So what I do with my children is I set expectations and let them know that 8:30, I expect to meet them at the dining table where we start to do school at 8:30. So in the beginning, I would wake them up and I would be the one who is going behind them and making sure that they do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But remember, because I want to develop their character as well, now I'm teaching them to be proactive. So I would give them expectations maybe the day before that, okay, fine, tomorrow this is the time we're starting school, and we do have a school safe schedule, by the way, so they know what time we start, what time we finish. And I would recommend for you to have a finish date, because in the beginning when we started, we didn't have a finish date. And because they know I'm mommy, they took my time for granted.
Yeah.
And I had other responsibilities to do, build the home economy and do other things. So I tell them that we start 8:30, and then 1:30, we are done. And I'm done 8:30, 1:30. And you can't give me anything that I need to explain to you or need to mark or anything. It's done. So by doing that, you put boundaries.
Yes.
It's important for you to frame your homeschool, because if you don't frame it, then they won't be a discipline. Right. Because you want to ensure that your kids are disciplined. And then another thing is that when you're supposed to start, you also must show up on time. So that they know that you mean business. And then we would run our day like that. And then they know when they are allowed to take breaks, and they don't take breaks when they wish they want to take breaks.
Mm.
So having that structure is very important. Just because you're homeschooling doesn't mean there's no structure. It's important for you to have structure, because that's how they're going to grow and develop.
Lastly, before I let you go, Refilwe, let's talk a little bit about, then the social engagements, like, because
yes.
A lot of parents then worry to say, my child is here, they're not making friends, they're not, extramural activities and that kind of thing. How do you manage that?
Okay, 100%. For us, we do most of our extramural activities around church engagements.
Yeah.
So my eldest daughter is very involved with the creatives at church. So she dances, she goes there actually 3 times a week. And then my youngest does gymnastics, so we go to extramural activities, and she does that. And then we also have a community that we meet up with on Wednesdays. So it's a group of moms, they also homeschool, and then we come together on Wednesdays, we meet at a church, and then we do art projects together, science experiments together, so that they can also have that interaction. But also, it's important for you to have a community where you consistently meet with, because that's when the kids will have time to interact with other kids. So for us, that's church, because every Sunday we do go to church, and then they get the opportunity to meet the same people mm-hmm. every single week. So mm-hmm. they have a strong network and friends at church. They also do that. And then apart from church, they will have that group of homeschoolers we meet up with, because I love the fact that they get to see that it's not just them who homeschool.
Like, what's wrong with us?
There's other children who do that. So we meet up with them as well.
Awesome stuff. Rufile, thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting to you today.
Thank you so much for having me.